Java Effects Developer Guide Part 3. So I left you on Chapter 4, which was all about building a just simple Java Effects application called Snowstorm in Kim Topley's book. So this chapter takes you through building the project using NetBeans and Eclipse, and you're guided through constructing the stage and the scene graph nodes to the project. Kim talks about code formatting, adding a background image node to the application, displaying it, and the image itself is naturally a view of a nice wooden house out in the countryside, a boondock somewhere, where it's snowing in the winter. Chapter 4 is all about demonstrating a JavaFX project and animating a sequence of white circles, which are your snowflakes, so they appear to be falling down the screen. So as you read chapter four, which is 35 pages long, by the way, you'll find out along the way how to run the application, how to debug it, and how to profile it. Chapter 5 is all about variables and data types. So this part of the book starts by giving the groundwork in programming with effects. You'll learn about declaring variables in effects, how to instantiate them with object literal syntax, which is a key differentiator that separates effects from Java, and also Flex and Silverlight. So you don't have to have a separate XML file. You have your code and your declarations in one place, which is naturally the effects source file. Kim discusses at full length how you can use data types, including the newfangled types like duet. So talks about null references and how they behave differently in effects in comparison to Java, and with examples. Chapter 5 also handles string literals and concatenation of strings, how to print values embedded in strings and with strings. There's also embedded formatting and FX, great support for internationalization. The last part of the chapter deals with type inference and visibility of variables. So in FX, we have more than what we have than in Java. Java has public, protected, and private keywords. In effects, we have public, protected. We don't have private, but we also have public read protected, public read package, as well as public init. Okay. FX is an expression-based language, and Kim has a complete chapter on this subject. I'm pleased to say that Kim has an operator precedence table right at the beginning of the chapter, which is going to help an expert learner in programming language, or even, and I hope, a beginner get up to speed very quickly. Kim is very complete in his thesis because he deals with numerical expressions especially. What happens if you say are writing an FX application which deals with lots of scientific data, and so you're going to have to know what happens, how you deal with number overflow or underflow, which could be critically important because you want to represent the data correctly in your visualization of scientific or financial data. Chapter 6, and more importantly, discusses functions, function types, and function variables. This is critically important because JavaFX supports function types and closures and anonymous functions. So you'll see many examples in the book, and learning from this book will teach you how to understand the many FX applications that you see on the blogs, websites, and in your programs that you'll be using. The second part of Chapter 6 is about object literals, and so combined with function types, you'll see a couple of important techniques here, how to use anonymous functions to, for example, a dialogue closing or an action callback, those sort of things. And the second important technique is that you can declare variables in the scope of an object literal. It is such a critical technique, then it is really worth looking at this and reading it again. So that's all for now. Bye for now.